WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Tonight on NBC, Homicide, Life on the Street presents its 100th episode, a pivotal season-ending installment that marks the farewell appearances of at least two of its cast members. Later on Fresh Air, we'll hear from one of those actors, Andre Brower, and we'll hear from Homicide's executive producer, Tom Fontana. TV critic David Bianculli was on the Homicide set when tonight's episode was filmed. He has this review.
NBC's on-air promos already have blown most of the secrets about this episode, so there's no need to be evasive. In tonight's Homicide, Andre Brower makes his last appearance as Detective Frank Pembleton, and Reed Diamond makes his last appearance as Detective Mike Kellerman. It's how they leave, though, that demonstrates why Homicide is the best drama series on television. Homicide unfolds more like a novel than a weekly series of self-contained episodes. Kellerman, for example, is a character who joined the Homicide Squad a few years ago. He started out as totally idealistic, but fell into a long, slow, downward spiral. Wrongly accused of taking kickbacks on his previous job, he survived a grand jury probe, but in the meantime lost his girlfriend, became an alcoholic, and tried to kill himself. Then, in a showdown with drug kingpin Luther Mahoney, a character who's been around for years, Kellerman shot him in cold blood. Mahoney's sister, Georgia Ray, swore revenge, leading to the bloodbath that began last week and continues tonight. All this history reaches a climax tonight, and so does the long history of Andre Brower's Frank Pembleton, who has been with the show from the beginning. Pembleton is, and always has been, the master of interrogations in the cramped room the homicide detectives call the box. And from the very first season, when Pembleton was partnered with Tim Bayless, played by Kyle Secor, the box has been where those two have done some of their, and television's, very best work. From last week's show, here they are working on Junior Mahoney, the ex-con's son of Georgia Ray, whom they suspect of stabbing a judge to death in broad daylight.
That 6 months you just did?
It must have been an eye-opener. Physically, mentally, and sexually. How you handle that? You're in the car by the space in your head that says it's not really me doing all these nasty things. This is somebody else. I'll go back to being me as soon as I get out of here.
That how you made it?
Day after day. Hour after hour.
That's not gonna happen now. You don't get to be you anymore.
Is it true what they say about prison time?
Slowest time in the world.
Hey, you don't need to worry about me, all right? I can do the 20.
Oh, that's very impressive, Junior. But what about life? Can you do life?
I don't have to do life.
For the murder of Judge Gibbons?
What you talking about, man? I ain't killed nobody.
Oh, wait a minute, Frank. You misspoke. See, when you murder a judge, you don't get life. You get death.
In tonight's season finale, Pembleton enters the box again. But this time, he and another detective, John Seda's Paul Falzone, are there to interrogate their colleague, Kellerman. That's one lengthy, powerful scene I saw acted over and over again on the homicide set in Baltimore. And each time, the three actors achieved a level of intensity you don't often see on television. Or on film or Broadway, for that matter. On Homicide, the acting and writing are as good as it gets. And while I'll miss Brower and Diamond as cast members, I also missed Ned Beatty and Melissa Leo and Michelle Forbes and lots of other cast members when they left Homicide. And the show survived just fine. There's no reason to expect next year will be any different.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. Tom Fontana is the co-creator and executive producer of Homicide. He won an Emmy for his writing on the series. He's also executive producer of Oz, the HBO prison series.